Probably you would have a coffee table, end table, lamp. That's about it. I don't know of any other chair you might have. Unless you, no, your love seat would be back in your den. Love seat.
What does the love seat look like?
It's a short sofa.
Hold about how many people?
Oh, two, I would say, if you squeeze, you possibly could squeeze three people in. Two people.
You mentioned sofa. Have you ever heard anybody call a sofa a Davenport?
I've heard that word too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was many years ago.
What about a Chesterfield?
No.
Okay. What about the room that you sleep in? What sort of things would you have there in the bedroom?
Okay.
Typically.
No, you have a bed. You would have. What do you call that thing? Vanity mirror, vanity dresser. You have a chest of drawers.
Have you ever heard that called anything else?
No.
You ever heard anybody call it a chiffarode?
I've heard the term chiffarode, right.
What about a chiffonier?
No. Okay. Just sometimes I heard the word chiffarode, too.
No. It means the same thing as a chest of drawers.
You know, I'm wondering, because the chiffarode that I've heard was always a tall thing, very tall. It usually had had a mirror on it, and also had a place to hang clothes. Whereas your chest of drawers did not have them, as I know.
Yeah. In other words, if the place where you hang your clothes up now is called what?
Closet.
And it's built in.
Right.
But you're talking about something maybe that's a movable piece of...
Right. Now that is what I think that is what I
would you, would you call that? Are you wondering whether you would call that a chiffarode or what?
That's what I was thinking, yeah, right.
Okay. Have you ever heard anybody refer to that as a wardrobe? This portable thing that you put your clothes in?
Mm-hmm.
A wardrobe? Okay. What about what collective term could you refer to? You know, we've been talking about tables and chairs and sofas, all that together is simply what? You have a lot of
furniture
in the house. Okay. What about those things that you have on the window, you know, and they're on rollers and you pull them down to keep out the light?
Blind.
Call those blinds. What about these right here?
Drapes.
Drapes. And you've seen some of these white things, you know, that you can adjust to have varying amounts of light come in. What would you call that?
Venetian blinds.
Venetian blinds. Okay. What would you call the room at the top of the house, just under the roof, you might use for storage or something like that?
Attic.
The attic. Okay. You ever heard that called anything else?
No.
Or maybe the garret? Okay. What about the room that you cook in? That's called the
kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Offhand, no. I can't recall. So generally, a lot of these terms, I mean, I've heard lately over a period of time because, like I said, I worked in accounting for about 9 years.
Yeah.
And a lot of them should be familiar with me, but I haven't ever heard it all.
That's okay. What about, have you ever heard of or seen a kitchen that was really not a part of the house but was built on?
Yes, sir.
Was that still called a kitchen or something else?
That's what I was, when you mentioned it, that's what I was trying to see what that was called. I know the inside of the house people used to call it a dog run. Outside, I don't know what they call it out there.
The dog run, was, now that you mentioned it, what was that? Was it a hallway that goes all the way?
Breezeway, yeah, it was a breezeway up through the...
Right down the middle?
Right.
Kind of separated?
Yeah, separate the rooms on the side, right.